You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kasem, and joining me to talk about all things State of Origin, Wimbledon, cricket, and whatever else is my dear friend, Mick Rad.
Hey!
Yay, I'll finish that for you.
I'm back, and now everyone else is gone again. Let's take some sort of like problem. Do I smell?
When was the last time the three of us were together in the studio?
Oh, when Martin was here, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It wasn't that long.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez, Joel. Struggling. Yeah, you're right, that was. But I feel like the last couple of months we've all sort of been...
No, it's been tough.
Very busy.
To get everyone in the same room together.
Yeah, it's been hard.
You know, I think winter can just bugger off. And
yeah.
COVID can just bugger off. And flus can just bugger off. And we can get back to some sort of normality like 1986.
Yes, a good year for normalities.
I think it was.
Across the board. That's what they say. Yeah.
That's when Master of Puppets came out. It's when Stranger Things is set. It was a good year, except for the Demogorgon things. That Vecna. Well, that wasn't great. Are you a Stranger Things fan, Joel?
Massive, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't finished watching yet, so no spoilers.
Oh, then how do you know about the...
Well,
Master of Puppets?
Because it's everywhere.
It's been spoiled
for me because I am on social media all the time. So I get, and I know that now, I've seen half the season, and without spoiling it, I know that music plays a key role in sort of the concept of the show.
Yeah.
So I dig that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think it's cool that these songs are getting big 40 years later,
yeah.
30 years later because of this show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say some songs yes, some songs other. That's where I'm going to leave it. But I will say I do like, Master of Puppets.
You don't like Kate Bush?
I don't know. Oh. That song just...
Oh, controversial.
It's not Kate Bush. There's just parts of that song that... I don't know. I just can't handle.
Wow.
My brain can't handle it.
I'm pretty sick of it. It's like being number one
on
the charts
like
three weeks.
And it has been playing a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
Everywhere.
At work. It's just on the radio constantly. It's never ending.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm just sort of sick of hearing it. I mean, you don't go to work and hear Master of Puppets played on the radio.
Oh, but Double J played it the other day, and I was very excited. Dylan Lewis went and played the whole 8 minutes.
Oh.
It was very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a song.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad we're talking about music.
I know. We really
here
do.
On the sports show.
Yeah. Oh, we're across the band room.
Across the tuck shop. Now, I have to dig into my bag of tricks here for one sec.
Yes.
As I try to find a pen.
Very important.
But I cannot do that, so that's fine. Just talk amongst yourselves at home.
Yeah, can do.
On the radio. How have you been, Mick? Do you have, we're obviously without Gabs again this week, but do you yourself have a own goal streaker?
Yes. Oh, look, I haven't really thought about it too much. This whole week has been a bit of a blur for me.
Oh, like the band.
Like the band, like the number two. Oh, that sounds really dodgy. Jeez. What do they call it that? Anyway, I'm not talking
song
about music.
Two, song two.
Song two, yeah.
Song number two.
My goal is that I'm feeling good about the world, other than things not being great. I'm feeling good about the world because in a week's time, I'll be heading up to Splendor in the Grass, and I'm very, very excited. Because it hasn't been happening for like 3 years. 3 years since we'll last at Byron Bay, you know. Getting in the mud, watching the bands live in the amphitheater, hanging out with all the kids. Like, that's going to be me heading up there in about a week's time. I'll be there.
Nice.
In the thick of it. So I know it's a preemptive goal, but it's a goal because it's coming and it's very close and I can't bloody wait.
So sorry, when do you go?
I should let you know if I can apply for leave for next week's show because I won't be here.
Okay.
Sorry. I know. And again, we won't all be together.
No.
So it's just, you know, are you approving the leave or do I have to cancel Splendor?
I'll just check here. I put it into the system. Hang on. I just got to type it in.
Right.
And then.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm really worried now.
Slow. And then we'll just check. What does the computer say?
Wow, that's a really audible like leave system.
Wouldn't that be great as a manager?
Yeah, you just send that.
Can I have
sound.
This? That's so good.
In other words, no, I can't take leave, Joel. Is that what you're saying? Far out. You this is just going to talk to me in sound bites now.
Yeah. Nah. That would have made more sense.
Yeah, yeah. My own goal is usually weather related because right now it's raining a lot and I thought I was smart today. I even took an umbrella this morning as it's pissing down with rain.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a very small umbrella. I'm holding in my hand right now.
Yes, it is very small.
And the whole bottom half of my legs from pretty much my knees down were just saturated. Like
yeah.
The whole pant leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is the point of this stupid umbrella if it's not going to keep me dry? It keeps my head dry.
Mm.
Sure, maybe the top of my shoulders. That's about it.
But it didn't help that the rain in Sydney today was sort of coming in sideways.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was. I saw it.
It was terrible. I don't like rain. Can go away now. and what's the other one? The streaker.
Yeah.
Streaker. I haven't really thought about this, Joel. I'm really flying by the seat of my pants.
I can jump in if you want.
Yeah, look, and I'll come back to me with the streaker. I might have one
after
you finish talking.
Okay, so my goal this week was I watched the State of Origin with some members of my family, and that included my nephew, who's 7 years old, and really, really is getting into his league. Like, he loves it. He's always loved kicking a footy and always sort of enjoyed watching it, but now he's so into it. And I mean, he's like, he'll tell you who players are, what teams they're from, why they're in the team, who missed out, who should have got in. It's so great. And he's so passionate and just so chatty. And it just warms my heart that he is so into league.
Has he memorized like every player? Like, is he just like...
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do that too when I was a kid. I knew every player by sight. You know, I just say that's that. I'm not crap now. I don't know half of them. But
yeah,
that's really cool.
Like my mum was saying, oh, who's that? Thinking me or my girlfriend or my dad would answer, and Oscar's just like, no, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's amazing.
Well, he's been on the show.
He has, yeah.
And I think he'll be taking it over very soon.
Yes, for sure. My own goal was, okay, so last weekend, we both went to the Tigers Parramatta game.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's got to be up there in my streaker list, but yeah, keep going.
Well, mine's a bit different. So the Tigers lost and it wasn't enjoyable. But, I mean, they played well. We can get into that later if we do happen to chat NRL.
Mm.
But Tim Sheens is the, I think, currently technically the head of football or whatever he is, possibly going to become coach. Maybe
big
by the time
today.
This goes to air, he is the coach. Mm. Not sure. We'll have to wait and see. Mm. We're on recording on a Thursday, so we're not sure yet. However, either way, I always loved Tim Sheens. He was the coach of the 2005 West Tigers Grand Final team and kept us in the final before that and after that. He was a great coach. And so I've always loved him and admired him. Then he got fired and moved over to England and came back and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. He actually tapped me on the shoulder at the game and I turned around, but I was too busy to actually talk to him. And I got to say a couple of things to him. I couldn't ask him a question, but it wasn't enough. And I don't know if I'm going to get an opportunity where Tim Sheens is going to tap me on the shoulder for a quick chat. And I couldn't do it because I was too busy.
Why did he tap you on the shoulder? Like, what was it?
Well,
was he asking you to move your car or something?
No, he wanted me to get, he wanted me to get Luke Lewis. As his attention. Luke Lewis, ex-Panthers and Sharks.
Sure.
Grand final winner, a fantastic
player.
Just
dropping names like anything.
I know,
you,
I feel
Joel.
Like I am. I don't want to do this. I don't like it, but I mean, I love the attention, but I don't love doing that. And so he just wanted me to get Luke Lewis, which I did. And but there's a thing about Tim Sheens that I didn't know. He has a book about the size of... like half the size of a pen.
Okay.
A tiny little book. Yeah, if you want to do it in maths, sure.
Or half of one pen.
How many half a pen size are you in shoe? So he has this little book and he just gets people to sign it and he's had it since he was little.
What?
Yeah, I didn't realize this. I was telling my dad this story.
Like autographs?
Like, yeah, he gets people to sign it, like autographs. And he's just got this little book and he's just done it forever, like since he was much younger.
But it sounds like a pretty big book.
It's the tiniest book. It's like thick-ish, but it's really small.
Wow.
Like, I didn't know what it was.
Did
when
you
I
sign
had to
it?
Hand it over, I should have.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't know who I am.
He knows the opportunity to sign,
Joel, across the park, just
to
my
sign Tim Sheens' book, and he didn't take it.
Oh. So, yeah. So, I don't know much about it, but my dad was telling me that's what's what he does. He just gets autographs from people.
Oh, that's, I mean, it's a cool idea, I guess. But what do you do with the autographs?
What do you do?
Like, do you just browse through them and go, has he, like, date them or something?
I don't know.
Wow. It's sort of interesting.
Yeah. It's cool.
I've got a streaker now.
Okay, go for it.
Wait, have you got a streaker?
Well, I do, but whatever.
That wasn't
There's
your
no
streaker.
Rules. No, that's not my streaker.
Okay, my streaker is, because it's about that game as well. It's about the West Tigers Eels game. I was on the hill at Leichhardt Oval. And if you haven't been to a football game on the hill at Leichhardt Oval, you've got to do it because the people you meet are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun. Everyone was drunk. Everyone was just having some fun. Yeah, the game was actually pretty good, pretty entertaining. But I met this guy in front of me and his son was there and I'm massive Tigers fans. And there was a Parramatta fan, like old Parramatta fan next to him. And every time the Parramatta scored, he would kick the butt of the West Tigers guy, like kick him in the ass, literally.
Yeah.
And then whenever the Parramatta scored the other way around, like they'd kick each other on the ass.
Okay.
And by the end of it, this hill, like the one guy got kicked and he started like rolling down the hill, like, and just took out like a whole family in front of him.
No.
Oh, drunk as anything, but they were literally rolling drunk down the hill of Leichhardt Oval. It was amazing.
That's so great. I've been on that hill a million times, but I remember one game. But you're right, like I do remember one game we beat the Cowboys many years ago in the pouring rain at night. It was freezing cold. I went by myself.
Yeah.
And just the friends you make, like you're just hugging everyone after the game and everyone's so happy and having a great time. Yeah, if you haven't seen rugby league played at Leichhardt Oval, you have to do it.
Totally.
Just even if it's just once.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my streaker was also at Leichhardt Oval. They have a possum that lives.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
At the Oval. Now, I didn't know this, and I just happened to be upstairs near where the cameras are, and I looked down because I was stepping over stuff, and I was like, oh, there's a someone's got a toy possum here. I'll step over that. And it turned at me, like, and faced me, like, with its little hands out. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, whoa, what are you real? What are you doing? It didn't run away. It was like,
it was just like, don't step on me, man.
Yeah,
I'm real.
I work here. I was doing the cameras, so.
Sure.
I got to
get
paid.
And you explain that to the possum and say, is there a possum got a name?
I didn't get the name.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, have a chat. Let him know who you are. Maybe sign his book. You know, he's surely met lots of famous people.
Maybe.
That's
there you go. We got through that bit pretty well.
I think so.
Well,
I did have another little streaker.
Yeah.
I'll quickly drop it only because it's relevant to a previous streaker story.
Okay.
The car that I drove up to Byron with.
Oh, here we go.
The person that we took.
Yeah.
Who said at the time she really wanted to buy that car when I sold it. Well, I put the car up for sale this last week.
Yeah.
I got her. She came past. She came and had a look at the car, drove it around the block, talking constantly the whole time. Like, did not stop. Told me that she really wanted to buy it, and she had this. I mean, and this is a long, long story, but she really wanted to buy it. But she just bought another car, and it was going too well. It wasn't going too well, but she still had to register it, so she couldn't afford to buy this car. But she wants me to go and put it on the market for this price. She told me how much, and she said, if you can sell it within a week, then just take the money. But if you can't sell it within a week, then come back to me. So. After all that, yeah. So I did. I did exactly what she said. I put it up online for the price that she said.
Yep.
And I got like nearly that price, like $500 less.
Okay.
So yeah, I sold it like within 2 days.
But not to her.
Not to her.
Ah, well.
No, oh well. Exactly. Like, she had a chance to get it really super cheap.
Yeah.
And then she told me to go and put it up like double that. And I did. And I nearly got that. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She was actually really nice. And about the fact that she actually really wanted the car. But yeah, anyway. Selling cars, hey?
Selling cars.
It's a good market for used cars, by the way. If you're buying a used car or selling one, it's a good time to sell.
I am.
Bad time to buy.
Ah.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Ah.
Sorry.
Used car?
Yeah, used cars market is through the roof, mate.
Ah. Maybe that's why I am struggling to find one.
yeah, pretty much.
That's probably the reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to some actual sport. Yeah. Okay. That weird sex noise Mick just made does mean we're going to talk about State of Origin.
It's still hurting, man.
It is. As I said, we are recording about just under 24 hours after the game. It's now 48 as you're listening to this, but for us, it's still very fresh. It's still very much in our minds and in our hearts.
And in the words of Andrew Johns, we've got to listen to yous go on the bullshit for the next year. And the yous being Queenslanders.
Yeah.
And I love the use of yous. I mean, it's just such a good word.
Really?
How do you spell it?
I'm not a fan of that word at all.
Y-O-U-S-E? Yous. I had to type it today. I was trying to work out how to spell it. It's because it's not a real word.
It's not a word, no. And so I do not enjoy it.
It's the plural of you. Actually, it might be a real word.
You are is the plural, isn't it?
No.
Yous. You all.
Not sheep.
You all.
You all, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not...
across the dictionary.
No, at all. So, if you don't know, Queensland won the decider 22-12 at Suncorp, defeating New South Wales, where we are obviously from. So, if you're a Queensland fan, enjoy it.
Mm.
There's a lot of venting, I think, that we have to do. Queensland, Mick, were heavy underdogs. Didn't look
because
like
because they'd lost Munster. They're always underdogs for some stupid reason. Even at home, they shouldn't have been.
I still think they should have been. We had the team to beat them and beat them easily. And you're right. Through the week, they lost Cam Munster, who has been their best player for games one and two, even in the losing side of game two. He's such a standout. He takes control of everything. DCE sort of stands back, which just works for them. And so without him, they were going to struggle. And yet, for some reason, we did. And there are many reasons, I think.
Oh, where do you start?
Well, let's start with our team. Let's start with the backs.
Okay.
Particularly in the second half.
Well, sure. Second half, Talakai. Big mistake.
Yes.
I actually like him, but he's very fresh. He's still, only a couple of years into his career, really.
Yeah.
And he made mistakes, big mistakes.
He did. And, yeah.
Crichton's defense. To'o just didn't make meters. There was so many reasons. Teddy had a great game.
See, I didn't see that. Everyone's saying he had a
good
game.
No, he did. Teddy was trying so bloody hard.
I just feel like he got in the way a lot.
He was everywhere. Well, he was everywhere. He was all over the park. Probably more than he should have been.
Okay.
But he was really busting his gut to try and make that break.
Okay.
I thought he was great. But I know we're jumping teams, but the player that just made that game was Ponga.
Absolutely.
Ponga, I've never seen him play a better game, and I don't rate him. Usually don't rate him. Mm. I just think he's too small. He doesn't have to do enough.
And yeah.
Every time he got the ball, he's going to break through
the
tackle.
He was going to break, especially in that second half.
Yeah.
Every time. And you just knew he was going to break the line and score, and he did. That's exactly what he did. Mm. It's like we couldn't keep up with them, and then, strangely, it seems like we made a lot more errors than they did. They actually made more errors than New South Wales.
Did they?
Yet our ones were so costly every time, it was noticeable.
That pass of 5 meters out from our line, which went into the in goal, and we had to do a dropout.
Such a waste.
Hurt. It just hurt so much. Take the tackle. I know they weren't making meters, but next tackle you might make meters. Just at least hold the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, just we were dumb. We were really dumb, and we. I think we thought we were going to win easier than we were. We got smashed so hard. It was a tough game. So many. I mean, obviously the three people got sent off, HIA in the first three minutes. Ridiculous.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. It was a rough, rough, tough game. There was punches thrown, Burton and Gagai.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Did you?
Oh, totally. I mean, you don't want to see it every game, but far out. This is Origin. And no, just and but Gagai did, Burton... I mean, set the scene here. Ponga was on the ground. Burton was just running back into the line. Ponga got up right in front of Burton, accidentally walked into him. It was a total accident. It wasn't intentional.
Yep.
Gagai, thumb somehow thinks it was intentional, comes over and pushes Burton, and then it was on. And then it started throwing haymakers at each other.
Yeah.
It was just a really weird incident. And I guess it just... passions were high and whatnot, but far out. Gagai was just going him.
Yeah.
And
the worst part of that for me was Tino from...
the head
holding
lock.
His head.
Yeah, that was
you're
full
just going
to
get belted, mate.
Full on. And why didn't Tino get 10?
Exactly.
Because he was attacking their head, even if it was he was still had him in a tight headlock.
Yeah. First man in, all those things, he should have been sent.
That was fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, it was such a frustrating game as a New South Welshman. I thought we could get that final try. I thought, we've got 10 minutes here. We can get this try at the end. But we just couldn't make the meters in the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And even when we were on their line a few times, we just didn't cut through. It was annoying.
Cherry Evans constantly kicking early, so we would play down
tackles,
in our end.
Third tackles, like, what the hell? Yeah. And you got that, and that big, that was a 40-20 from Ben Hunt, which killed us as well.
Yeah, that was a big Ben Hunt had a good game. I'm sure Saints are like...
Oh, he never plays well for the Saints.
I mean, fair enough, this year he's been probably their best player, and really the only reason they've been winning so much, but yeah, he had an absolute blind. But like you said, with Ponga as well, Newcastle, like, do that for us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he doesn't even play for Newcastle. The last game he played was State of Origin. He was injured, missed two Newcastle games, and now he's playing State of Origin again. So Newcastle would be like, come on, man. We spent all this money on you. But I don't know. Maybe that's going to help him. Maybe that's going to help him lift for the remainder of the season.
Lucky he didn't get injured.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, he didn't. Maybe there is some sort of injury that we've missed.
So the record, I mean, all I want in my lifetime, and hopefully that's a fair while to go, is for New South Wales to have a streak of wins in a row, like Queensland did. Yep. I want us to catch up.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to win 7 or 8 seasons in a row, or whatever, 9. I mean, they did 9, to somehow balance it out a bit. And I thought we were going to do that with this team, like over the last few years. And we've dropped two seasons, two Origin series where we should have won them.
Yeah.
And we could have had 4 in a row otherwise.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Very.
Anyway, next year, eh?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Should we move on to other NRL news?
Sure.
Because the news we sort of touched on was that the news reports are today, and this is a Thursday, and we don't know for sure yet. But Tim Sheens is apparently going to be announced as the next Tigers coach. But the bigger news, Benji Marshall is going to take over from him 2 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. So, and you love Benji. This is exciting news.
I do. Well, is it? I'm not sure.
Benji, the guy who's never coached a team in his life.
Exactly. So he's going to have 2 years of understudy for Sheens. This is, again, reports. We don't know this for sure.
Mm.
And then after the 2 years, so 2025, he will then take over as head coach.
Yeah.
As you said, never coached a team. But then he is doing 2 years of understudy. So I guess you go from assistant coach to NRL coach. That's how it works. Maybe this is a bit quicker than normal. I don't know. The thing, the positives are that Benji Marshall would bring in good players. People will want to play with Benji because Benji was such an amazing player himself. And everyone loves Benji. Like, he's just one of those people. And the same sort of for Sheens, I feel. I could see people wanting to play for Sheens.
Oh, he's a super coach.
Many grand finals.
Go back to the Raiders, you know.
Raiders, yeah. The Raiders were the big one for him. Mm-hmm. He then was poor at North Queensland. Then was good at the Tigers.
Yeah.
So he is a bit up and down.
He's like Wayne Bennett in my books. Like, I think Wayne Bennett might have had more actual like success, but he jumps around clubs, and sometimes where he goes doesn't always work out. But he brings a sort of a culture to the club. He brings players in, like he has a lasting sort of legacy to it. I think Sheens is like that.
Well, Sheens is football. Like, that's all he knows, and that's all he ever talks about. That's what people have said. He only will talk about rugby league, because that's all he knows, and he's just will talk about it for ages.
So he can't talk about like the weather or anything.
Probably not. No. Doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Politics.
Not a clue.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, just footy.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah, so I guess watch this space. We don't actually know yet, but we'll see what happens in regards to the Tigers. I got to think about it a bit more as a Tigers fan.
Oh, okay. It's all a bit too fresh for Joel.
Yeah. I having a coach lined up is good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And he's got to be better than Madge.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, Tigers are last at the moment on the ladder. They will finish last with...
You said this like a month ago.
Yeah.
You predicted they were going to be last already like ages ago.
It's going to happen. So, I mean, you can't get any worse, right?
Well, they're last. No, you can't. The only way is up.
I say that. And the Dolphins are coming in next year. And we can go even more last. I guess, technically, you're still last, but whatever. So, any other NRL news? I can't think of any.
The Warriors, was that this week where they went back home and they won their first game?
No, that was against the Tigers. That was last week.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
Okay. No, last week was a very short round. Oh, that's right. The Sharks beat the Storm at Shark Park. I was out there at that one.
Yeah, so the Storm have 2 losses in a row.
And they've dropped a third, I think. which Cowboys I love. Done them. Love seeing the Storm not on the top of the ladder. It's the greatest thing ever.
No one is going to get ahead of the Panthers this year. I think even if the Panthers lost every single game for the rest of this year, they still finish top eight.
Oh, but yeah, probably.
Or possibly even top four.
But if you look at how their players played at Origin last night, you would think, how are they playing so well at bloody club level when they were just underperforming in that whole Origin? Like Cleary, Luai, To'o. Yo was probably okay.
No, Yo, I thought Yo was good.
Yeah, he's always pretty good.
He's never very...
Yeah, but no, into... well, we haven't got too many weeks left now.
Nine to go? Eight to go?
8 or 9 to go. Till the end of the season.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
No, okay.
It's all right for you. Like, the season ends for me much quicker than it does for you. So I'm just having a look here at the Panthers' side. I think, they named... They've really not named anyone. No one.
What?
Their halves are O'Sullivan and Falls. Wingers, Staines and May.
What are you talking about?
The Panthers this weekend haven't named any of their Origin players.
Oh,
that
okay. Who are they playing?
They're on the bench, the Tigers. And that makes
hello.
It...
Hello. Your team could win this one.
No.
No.
It's lose-lose for us. Because if we lose to this Panther side, it's just, this is hell. And then if we beat this Panther side, it's like, well, I mean, we just beat the reserve grade team. Is that all we are, reserve grade team? So, lose-lose. I'm sure Ivan Cleary set that up. He knows what he's doing.
Hey, you know, NFL news. Buddy Franklin, the greatest son of Sydney Swans, has signed a 9-year deal for $10 million.
That's right.
Is what he was on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he,
it was the biggest ever signing in AFL.
Yeah. And I think those 9 years are getting close to being up. Is it this year?
This year is his last.
This is his last year, and he hasn't decided if he's retiring or... the rumours are, and I don't know if they're true, is that the Swans have lowballed him. They've given him a new deal, but it's like half of what he was
But it's only for one season, right?
Maybe.
Or maybe
because, I mean,
two.
He's getting on. He's like 36
or
something like that. So, but he thinks he's worth more than that, and he probably is.
Yeah,
but he is on a massive, massive deal. And he's not, he's got some kids coming through. You've got to start looking at throwing your money at the other players.
Exactly.
I think he should show his loyalty and say, okay, I'll take a bit of a pay cut here, but I'll stick around at the Swans, bring up some younger players, you know, inspire them. He doesn't know what's going on. Apparently the rumours are that he's going to go to another club, but it's nothing solidified yet. But it'll be interesting to see. And of course, this all gets played out in the media. And usually agents get involved and they like throw numbers around. It's all such a game, isn't it?
Yes.
God. A game of a game. A game
what
inside the game. Yeah.
We talked a lot about, I know I'm going back to footy now, NRL. We talked a lot about the West Tigers today. But
yeah,
one
God,
decent...
It's not across the Tigers.
One decent West Tigers team is without doubt the Harvey Norman Women's Premiership side that knocked off the North Sydney Bears last weekend to make it to the grand final this Saturday.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Saturday's win over the Bears was very special.
Yeah.
North finished the season on top of the ladder as minor premiers. They'd beaten the West Tigers quite convincingly 34-6 back in round three and were really expected to just go on and win this whole season. So to beat them was really great. They're going to go up against the Sharks, who they went down to a couple of weeks ago as well, 20-16. So it's going to be very tight. But Saturday, 2 p.m. at Campbelltown Sports Stadium, West Tigers versus Cronulla Sharks, Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's good to know. Tigers haven't got an NRLW team yet, have they?
Next year.
Oh,
we come in next year.
Okay, cool, cool.
So it'll be
these
girls, which is great.
Nice.
Man, we're so out of time.
Oh, serious?
We didn't get to talk about Wimbledon finishing.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Kyrgios making the final.
Why did we crap on about Origin for so long?
Because I think we're upset.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we might just have to finish with the game.
Okay.
And I'll make it a news story.
What?
And we missed the cricket stuff. Can we save the cricket stuff for next week?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay.
We'll talk some very funny cricket stuff next
week.
All right. Oh, you're not here. Damn it. The week after. Australian women's hockey.
Yes.
They're in the...
semis?
They won the semis this morning, our time.
See, I'm very slow.
They beat Spain, the home nation.
Mm,
what was the score?
Oh, see, I think it's low scoring, like 2-1.
Oh, so close.
3-1.
2-0.
2-0. I knew it was low scoring, but I didn't
Both
see
goals
it.
By Renee Taylor. I actually caught the end of this game. It was awesome.
Well done.
So 2-0. They're now going to play Sunday morning, very early our time, against the Netherlands in the quarterfinal.
Exciting. Wait, that wasn't a quarter. That wasn't a...
This was semis. Next is a quarter, I think.
No,
I think
it goes the other way around. It goes quarter, then semi.
All right. Well, the next one is
Far
a big
out.
One.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go.
Bye. Bye.